Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 27th of October.
You've been mean to me today.
Oh, mate, I have not been mean to you.
All day. And even though my wife, Gwen, gave you a present.
Well, it wasn't much of a present. It was bloody sort of mummified worms.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, Paddy, they say.
Anyway, I refuse to eat them.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
Now, if you're a Central Coast business, we want you just to go to triplem.com.au.
Yeah, it's register your business name, couple of details, yep, and leave the rest to us.
Yeah, and we've got Corey from Ace Building here on the Central Coast. He joins us this morning. G'day, Corey.
Corey.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you.
Having a busy one?
Very busy, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, right. If you have any blocked sewage, I've got a mate with me that I can send over to unblock sewage. He loves doing that sort of stuff. He's laughing now, but he does love it.
Nah, I'm not on sewage, sorry.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. If Corey was a plumber, but he's a carpenter.
I know. He's Ace Building.
That's exactly right. Now, Corey, so you operate all around the Central Coast. You do Sydney, Newcastle, do the lot.
Yes, that's right. Yep, yeah, all over.
Specialising in?
Carpentry works, decking, outdoor living, sort of housing, you know.
Stairs, you know, we do it. Everything. All right, yep, mate. Well, look, we got the information because you went online to triplem.com.au, so we've put our heads together.
Plugged it into the creative computer.
Yeah, it wasn't very creative this day, let me tell you, Corey. It was very lacklustre.
Oh, looking forward to it. Yep.
Okay, so here's your ad, and this is for Ace Building Co. on the Central Coast.
Who is the original and best lead guitarist from the rock group Kiss?
Ace!
At the casino playing blackjack and you have a picture card, what is the next card you pray for?
Ace!
The best movie starring Jim Carrey with Ventura in the title.
Ace!
The leader of the Gangrene Gang and the Powerpuff Girls.
Ace!
You're flying in a Cessna in the most violent storm ever. What do you hope the nickname of the pilot is?
Ace!
The best building company on the Central Coast for quality workmanship with all aspects of construction.
Ace!
Let me hear that again.
Ace!
Ace Building Company Central Coast. For framing, renos, decks and detailed finishing work. Get Corey and the team to do your job and you'll be...
Ace.
Google Ace Building Company Central Coast.
There you go, Corey.
Oh, wow, guys, that was unreal.
There she flies.
That's it, mate.
Thank you, guys, for the great plug.
No worries. And look, if people are, I know Christmas, everyone wants everything done before Christmas. It's just the mad rush. But, mate, they can get you on Facebook. They can Google you, Ace Building Co., and all the details are there.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. We're flat out, but we've got some time leading up to Christmas. So, please, yeah.
Yes.
Get in touch.
Or even far after Christmas. Hey, Corey, thank you for going to triplem.com.au, buddy. Thanks for that, mate.
Not a worry. Thank you for your great support.
All right,
enjoy the day, Corey.
Yeah, and if you are a business on the Central Coast, easy thing to do if you want one of those.
Triplem.com.au.
Damn straight there it is.
Hello.
Oh, g'day, Alison.
G'day, Ali.
It's Paddy and Rob Palmer.
G'day. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Going really well. How are you?
Oh, mate, very, very well. Very well. Nice to talk to you both.
Yeah, likewise. Rob was saying, Alison, that because he met you on the set once of, I don't know.
Ali and
it?
I are good mates from way back.
And we're best friends.
That's
okay,
right.
Alison, are you
exactly
really? Because he's going, yeah. Oh, Alison, oh, yeah, her and I just go way back. And I'm
and
there.
Ali has met my kids and they're very well behaved. I think I'm the perfect parent.
That's it. And I'm telling you, if we've got another, we get another season, then you've got to be on it, Rob.
Well, you've got to be on it. We should do a / celebrity parenting problems.
Oh man, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh my god, who's owning up to that?
Alison, he was dirty. He didn't get the nod to Dancing with the Stars celebrity. Then he's been dirty, didn't get on SAS. I know we're talking about another network, so if you could get him back on TV.
No, we're good, Ali. We're good.
No, let's get you, we'll get you on, okay? If we get a, if we get another season out of it, then then you're in, all right?
Why not? Why
because,
not?
Because it
but
is.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, I hear you.
Because it
I'm
is.
Not eating spiders, that's for
is,
sure.
It is parental guidance, and it's starting on Channel 9 Monday. I've seen the shorts, and Dr. Justin Coulson, he is the child psychologist. He joins Alison on the set. So, Alison, we so look forward to seeing this, just to see where we've gone wrong as parents.
Look, that's the reason why I got involved, and I realised from day one, wow.
How do you assess your performance, Ali, with your two?
I looked around this room of all these parents who've thought about how they want to parent their kids and all, and I thought, I think I'm here as the example of the bad parent.
Yeah.
Because my husband and I've never, you know, we've never really sat down and talked about it. We just kind of wing it. He's sort of a bit more strict than I am. I'm probably a bit too inconsistent. But, you know, somewhere in the middle, we're keeping the kids alive and they seem to be okay. So I sort of thought we're doing all right. But it's really interesting to watch all these guys because they've thought about it so much. Have you guys thought about it?
Oh, look, my first child, we locked up everything. We had gates on everything. You couldn't open a cupboard in the house without a degree. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, you'd hear three bangs before you'd even get off the couch. And they had to be crying before you even looked at them. So it's...
You see, I didn't wait till a third. I did that with the second. So but it is, isn't it? Like the first one, you know, I don't know if it's that we love them more. but, you know, you see danger everywhere. By the second one, it's like, they're fine. They'll work it out. They'll work it out.
Because in this show, you've got 10 sets of parents, 10 different styles.
Oh, every walk of life.
But it's really good that when you see this, you go, oh, God. You either say to yourself, my kids aren't that bad.
Thank goodness it's not just me.
Yes, or that, one or the other.
Yeah. And there's a lot of that. And there's a lot of discussion because we talk about things like screen time. And I don't think any parent in the room believes that they're getting that right. But then other stuff, like, I mean, lots of it's really funny, some of the challenges. But we also talk about, like, would your child go off with a stranger? And do you smack? And they are really big issues that, you know, cause a lot of emotional debate in the room.
Don't they
and, just... And everyone's got really strong opinions on stuff and they're not afraid to share it. So it makes for some, you know, it makes for some pretty interesting discussions. And I think it's a lot of discussions that we kind of all have at home amongst ourselves anyway.
I hear, Ali, it takes a village idiot to raise a kid. And you guys actually experiment with this during the show as well. Like the village actually takes control of all of the kids.
Yes. So what we do, because there's like 10 sets of parents and then they all vote and the top four parenting styles all get put in a house together with all of their kids, and then we choose a set of parents each day to be in charge, and it's their parenting style in charge. So it's, you know, you've got very different styles in this experiment. So to see kids who might be raised in a very sort of, say, strict or disciplined or routine manner just be told, hey, those rules don't apply anymore, and see what happens, and vice versa, is pretty interesting.
Alison, I look for, because the show's on this coming Monday.
Oh, I'm not going to miss it.
At 7:30 on Channel 9. And the thing I can't wait is when you put it on the socials to see the reaction you get from the parents on the show. That's going to be interesting.
Look, that will be interesting because I think everyone sitting at home, you're going to sort of be drawn to certain styles that kind of match yours or what have you. And because everyone's really honest about what they do, and I say there's some tough conversations that we have in the show, I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, public debate around it. But I think everyone needs to remember that they're all raising beautiful kids. The kids are all pretty amazing. And everyone's doing the best they can, and everyone's there to sort of share what they do, but also to be better. So everyone's kind of just got to keep that in mind, I think, when you're watching.
Yeah, it's a
tips
ground
for just about everyone. Monkey see, monkey do.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a groundbreaking new series on Channel 9 this Monday. It's called Parental Guidance with Dr. Justin Coulson and also Alison Langdon. And Alison, final question, because you do work alongside Carl Stefanovic. Are you on as much money as him?
There's nowhere he won't go.
I assume I'm on a whole lot more.
That's right.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it?
That's what I read.
If performance is anything to go by, Ali.
Oh, she'd be on 10 times more. Well,
Alison. All right. I need you guys as my managers, all right? You're doing the deal for me.
We're in.
All right. Alison Langdon, it's Parental Guidance. It's this coming Monday on Channel 9. And look forward to it. Thanks for taking time out. Ali.
Thanks, Ali.
Good stuff, guys. Talk to you soon.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, yes. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
You seem to know.
Oh, come on. Come on, shiny liver.
No.
Come
Look, on. There is a craft brewery that has teamed up with scientists and Young Henry's. It's in Newtown in Sydney. Yeah. They're credited as the first brewery in the world to use algae that captures the CO2 produced when you ferment beer.
Mm-hmm.
And one six-pack of beer can take a tree 2 days to absorb the CO2. The algae absorbs it and produces oxygen. It one of these, and they've got these big algae tanks that absorb the CO2. One of these tanks can absorb as much CO2 as a hectare of bush.
So what? Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Geez, I tell you what, maybe the government should go in and have a look, and we might reduce the emission target before 2050.
No, now they're basically looking now to see whether these bioreactors can be used to reduce the carbon footprint of cattle. Because, you know, like
they
cows and
just fart like there's no tomorrow.
You go, methane.
Like my grandfather.
It's all me, methane with cows.
And grandmother. Geez, they go head to head. Seriously, you put them in a competition.
Grandpa used to just strip everything off, walk out naked into the middle of the house. And we go, Grandpa. Oh, and he'd walk straight to the swimming pool. Right on the way.
Geez, we didn't need to know that. Anyway.
Jump in, do his laps, get out again.
Weird family you
But anyway, he didn't have a bioreactor to convert the
methane. No, of
course
he didn't.
Anyway, 15% of the country's greenhouse gas emissions come from agriculture.
Is that, yes, so I know.
If you have got
one
of these bio thingy bobs.
Yeah, save the environment.
Save the environment.
All right, okay, we'll do
beer
that.
Beer and a steak.
Well,
green beer, green steak. Yeah,
well, Robert. From the cult horror series of Nightmare on Elm Street is up for sale, giving fans a unique insight into the home just in time for Halloween.
I watched that movie at my 14th birthday and it scarred me for a long time.
Me too. Now, that's the one where at the end it's all nice on Lake Placid and the next minute comes from over the boat. Remember that?
When Freddy, because you know Freddy's not gone.
Freddy Krueger is long gone. But the house isn't actually at 1428 Elm Street in Springwood, Ohio, but it's unmistakably the property from the Wes Craven masterpiece that you can buy.
What, so it's just like a prop?
Oh, no, you can buy this house. It's the same, like, would you, like this house or Amityville Horror, would you ever consider buying it?
We had a haunted house in our street when I was growing up.
How haunted?
I got beat up by some Year 6 kids once outside it. I thought, that's haunted. My sister crashed her bike out the front.
Truly?
Yep.
Would you buy a house? But, like, say, these are from movies. But would you buy a house where someone has been murdered inside?
Never.
Me either. When you talk about scary things, you always change your pitch of your voice. Do real estate agents, they have to notify you. Is this true or correct? I'd love to know 133353.
Well, you keep finding dead animals in your pool. I think your place is haunted.
I put out a bowl of salt toward the bad spirits, the bad jujus that's been coming off. But do real estates have to notify you whether someone's been murdered in the house? I think they do, don't they?
I don't know. Ask a real estate agent.
Robert, we were in a meeting the other day.
Yeah.
And we were talking. And I said, there have been some strange things going around at home.
Yep.
And
you are surrounded by death and discord at the moment.
Yes, I am.
You know, and birds dropping dead in the pool.
Well, look, there were three of them and a lizard.
That's right.
Over consecutive days.
Just boom, gone.
We had problems with the sewage, problem with the oven, problem with the dishwasher.
All going wrong. Then this morning, we were discussing your issues this morning.
What issue did I have this morning?
At Sparrows, and the water cooler just started. It bubbled by itself. It just went
gurgling.
Like someone was in the room listening to you bang on about your spiritual issues.
And then we thought, with Halloween coming up on Sunday, we will delve deeper into this. So we've got Alessandra Moon from Alessandra Moon and Divine Inspiration Spiritual Space. She joins us this morning. Ali, good morning.
Alessandra.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh. Well, I'm okay, but my friend here.
Yeah,
is struggling with some things. Just are going wrong around him, and I know he's, you know, he has these issues himself. But is there something deeper to this? Could there be a spirit following Paddy around? That's what I want to know.
Absolutely, absolutely. These things on their own, they can have logical explanations, but when you bring them all together, I think there's something more going on here.
Oh, well, like this morning, no one had been near the water cooler for about 12 hours,
and gurgled. All
of a sudden,
it
just
gurgled.
As we were talking about it.
Goodness me. Wow. Who have you made angry?
Well, look, apart from my wife, we'll start off with my wife. Okay, and then we'll move to my wife.
You could go to about 15 to 50 establishments around the Central Coast and there'd be some disgruntled.
Just people have some of those voodoo dolls that, you know, we don't know about and stick the pins in?
Look, yes, it does happen. And curses and things like that, they can happen without even being done intentionally. Just from having strong energy and anger and wishing harm upon someone.
Palmer,
how would I go about instigating one of these curses on a workmate?
Oh, I don't know if I should explain that to you.
Right, no, okay. No. And I forgot to tell you about our bathroom as well. We've got problems there. So how does one, like there's the bathroom, the dead birds, the lizards, the sewage, the oven, and the oven, the dishwasher.
Don't forget the water cooler.
And the water cooler gurgling. What should one do? Should I like do a, like get some smoke and throw some smoke around, or what should I do?
Look, there are so many different things you can do. Honestly, if it's something major, I'd recommend getting a professional in.
Oh, I don't think it's major.
Yeah, you are major. You're a major problem.
But you can just put bowls of salt around. Yes, some smoke. Just, you know, with a strong voice, command that whoever's there be gone.
But I don't think there's anyone there. I've never had any sort of feeling that there's anyone there.
So it probably is more like someone wishing some bad luck to come your way.
Those rotten bastards.
It's Al, your neighbour. That's what it is.
It's my neighbour Al, because I borrow the power and the internet. He doesn't know.
Well, he does now.
So you reckon it could be Al, my neighbour?
Well, just put a mirror up and anything that gets sent your way gets sent back to the sender.
Now, the thing is, Alessandra, you've got a workshop coming up. How long away is that?
Well, I have one on the 31st on Halloween, and then another starting on the 1st of November, which is a 6-week protection magic course.
Right, and what do people, if people want to go online, like on the 31st on Halloween, and what do you talk about? What is it all about?
The one on the 31st is more just about healing and letting go of the past and coming into your own power.
That's useful.
Facebook at Alessandra Moon and Divine Inspiration Spiritual Space.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to try the bowl of soap, the smoke and the mirror and see how that goes. We'll get back to you to see if, so what, is good luck then coming my way or what?
Jeez. Get rid of the bad luck first.
Okay.
And we'll work on bringing the good luck.
Oh, we've been married 20 years though.
Don't be horrible.
Okay. Yeah, don't be horrible.
All right, okay.
Enough.
Say if it's my wife doing it.
I've thought of doing that to my husband, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Holy cheater.
Look out.
Alessandra, I'm giving her a call now. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ellie.
Bye.
Take care.
You too.
Now I'm excited, but I can't see any package or any sort of box or anything?
No, well, look, I thought, yeah, this would be nice. And then as the morning wore on, I've been more and more looking forward to giving you this little gift. Now, I've got a little present from Gwen.
Your wife?
Yeah. It's got nutritional facts. It's a little snack. It says on the back here, per serving. See? Little snack.
Per serving, what does it say? It was very quick. You wouldn't allow me
no,
to read
it. No, it says,
that.
Okay, it's only 1% fat.
Yeah.
2% protein. In fact, there's only 10 calories per serving. Yeah, one serving per container, 1.9 grams. Anyway, this is for you because Gwen was
she was Gwen, at the Central Coast.
Gwen was driving around the Central Coast and she found this and thought, yeah, you know what, you should give one of these to Paddy because these look really good.
Yeah.
So hang on, I'll just get one out.
Okay.
Just get one out. Have a look. Here you go. I'm just passing a little packet over. There you go. Have one of those.
They're a worm.
Yeah, have one of those.
No, they're a maggot.
No, it's... No, it's not a maggot.
What
eat
are
it,
they?
Eat it. Eat
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to eat them.
Yes, it's
they
like.
They are.
It's candied insect larvae.
I am not. They look like.
Just do it.
They
it's
look like
snack.
The maggots that I find on the top of the bin
in
at
the
our
compost
place during summer.
Yeah, that's because you don't clean your bins. But these are different. These are edible.
Where'd you get these from?
Insect larvae, sugar,
dextrose. No,
toasted
this is weak.
Soy flour, onion powder, tomato powder.
No.
These all taste really nice.
No, I'm not going to eat them because
come on.
I've read where people have done this in overseas countries.
This is a packaged good. It's
doesn't
not like
matter.
You get no, you're talking about slugs. You don't eat slugs ever.
I'm not eating.
But these are packaged for human consumption.
Give me a look at the front page.
They're barbecue flavour.
They're original, they're called larvettes. Original worm snacks.
Yeah, look.
Barbecue. I'm not where
I'll
did
have
Gwen
one, look. Look,
where did
look,
Gwen
look,
no,
look.
I'm not eating them.
Look at this.
Where did Gwen get these from?
Oh, they're good.
Here on the Central Coast. I'm not eating worms. I'm sorry, mate. I can't. I'm not on SAS
actually, you know what?
Or anything.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, pig's bum it is. All right. I'm not eating
Come on,
them.
Eat one.
No, I'm not
eat
eating
one.
Them. No, I'm not eating any because I've seen stories about that.
Eat one.
I'm not. Coming up.
Has anyone eaten the original worm snacks?
Oh, what about Gemma?
These are very good for you.
Used to work in the news here, who's now on the ABC. They went over
to... What do you want me to tell Gwen?
Vietnam.
Paddy said, up yours to your present.
Exactly. They went over to Vietnam and you can, and she was talking about...
I can imagine you in Vietnam.
Or swallow...
You and street food don't go together, do you?
...palpitating heart of a... was it a cobra or a snake?
Can you say that again? What was it, a heart?
Palpitating?
A palpitating.
Yeah.
Palpitating,
of a snake.
Was it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't eat that. Sorry about that,
pulsating
mate. Sorry,
heaven?
Gwen.
Palpitating.
no, pulp.
Was it? Was it
pulp? Like that?
palpitating.
Palpitating.
Pulp.
Pulp.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.